අනුරාධපුර ශාන්ත ජෝෂප් විද්‍යාලයේ ඉංග්‍රීසි ආචාර්යනි සඳමාලිකා ඉලංකෝන් ගුරුතුමියට.
Hello, good evening, dear children. I'm Miss Sandamalika Ilangakon. I welcome you all to our Rajarata Guru Gedara English program for grade 6 to 9 today. So, how are you children? I hope that you all are fine. So, my dear children, at the very beginning, would you like to listen to an interesting story now? I hope that you all will like to listen to a story in English. Are you ready for it? Okay, I will read the story for you. Dwepute, mama ada obata idiripat karannata soodanam ena kathandareta ithaa hondin savan denna. Savan dena atharathura kathandare athulath wena wedagath karunu mataka thaba gannat utsaha karanna. All right, I'm going to read the story now. So please listen to it very attentively. Next Saturday, Shihani will be 13 years old. Her parents will arrange a grand party to celebrate Shihani's birthday. The party is going to begin in the evening on Saturday. Many friends and relatives will come to the party. Shihani will have so much fun with her friends. Shihani's father will order different kinds of tasty food for dinner. Mother will prepare pudding, ice cream, and fruit salad. Shihani's grandmother will sew her a nice and colorful frock for the birthday party. And also, Shihani's auntie will bake a chocolate icing cake. It will be delicious. Shihani will like both the party frock and the birthday cake. All of Shihani's friends and relatives will bring her presents. She will open her birthday presents after dinner. She will be happy to see her presents. The children will dance and play. Everyone will enjoy the party. Shihani is going to have a special day for her 13th birthday. All right, children, I'm going to read the story again for you. Next Saturday, Shihani will be 13 years old. Her parents will arrange a grand party to celebrate Shihani's birthday. The party is going to begin in the evening on Saturday. Many friends and relatives will come to the party. Shihani will have so much fun with her friends. Shihani's father will order different kinds of tasty food for dinner. Mother will prepare pudding, ice cream, and fruit salads. Shihani's grandmother will sew her a nice and colorful frock for the birthday party. And also, Shihani's auntie will bake a chocolate icing cake. It will be delicious. Shihani will like both the party frock and the birthday cake. All of Shihani's friends and relatives will bring her presents. She will open her birthday presents after dinner. She will be happy to see her presents. The children will dance and play. everyone will enjoy the party. Shani is going to have a special day for her 13th birthday. ආදරණීය දුවේ පුතේ, මම හිතනවා දුල පුතාලා හැමෝම මේ කතන්දරය හොඳින් සවන් දෙන්න ඇති කියලා. එහෙනම් දැන් අපි බලමු දුවල පුතලාට මම අහන ප්‍රශ්නවලට පිළිතුරු දෙන්න පුළුවන් වේවිද කියලා. Dear children, please try to find the answers for these questions from the story. Question number 1. How old will Shehani be on Saturday? How old will Shehani be on Saturday? Number 2. What time is her party going to begin? What time is a party going to begin? The third question, who will arrange the birthday party? Who will arrange the birthday party? Number 4, who will order the dinner? Who will order the dinner? Number 5, who will sew the party frock? Who will sew the party frock? Number 6, who will bake the cake? Who will bake the cake? Number 7, what will friends and relatives bring for Shehani? What will friends and relatives bring for Shehani? Question number 8. When will Shehani open the presents? When will Shehani open the presents? Question number 9. Will Shehani be happy to see the presents? Will Shehani be happy to see the presents? Question number 10. What will the children do at the party? What will the children do at the party? All right, children. Now, let's go through the questions and the answers for them. The first question, how old will be Shehani on Saturday? How old will be Shehani on Saturday? Shehanita sensurada wenakota vayasa avurudu kiyak vevida? The answer is, she will be 13 years old. Number 2, what time is a party going to begin? It is going to begin in the evening. It is going to begin in the evening. Sade patan ganne yanne havasata. Question number 3. Who will arrange the birthday party? Kawuda me sadaya sudanam karanne lasti karanne. Shani's parents will arrange the birthday party. ශැනිගේ දෙමාපිය තමයි මේ සාදය ලැස්ති කරන්න හදන්නේ. Fourth question. Who will order the dinner? රාත්‍රී කෑම වේලට අනුම කෑම අනුම් කරන්නේ කවුරුද? Who will අනුම් කරන්න යන්නේ කවුද? Father will order the dinner. තාත්තා තමයි රාත්‍රී ආහාර අනුම් කරන්න හදන්නේ. Who will sew the party frock? The answer is, grandmother will sew the party frock. Shanita, party ekata anduma hala denna yanne aachiyam. Question number 6. Who will bake the cake? Who will bake the cake? Shani's aunt will bake the cake. Okay, now this question number 7. What will friends and relatives bring for Shehani? What will friends and relatives bring for Shehani? Shehani ge nedayo yalo yata monawa ragine evida. The answer is they will bring presents. Number 8. When will Shehani open the presents? Shehani tyaga viyutta karanna yanne kiyata vidarada? She will open the presents after dinner. Ratri kama velen passe tamai aya tyagi open karavi kiyala hitan. Question number 9. Will Shehani be happy to see the presents? The answer is yes, she will be happy to see them. Last question. What will the children do at the party? What will the children do? Lamai saade di mona karabida. They will dance and play. They will dance and play. Alright, dear children. You have heard many sentences and questions using the modal verb will with the main verb from this story. So today we are going to practice the simple future tense. We all know that the simple future tense is used to talk of future events in different situations. Once again, I will repeat that. We all know that the simple future tense is used to talk of future events in different situations. අපි අනාගත කාලයේදී විවිධ අවස්ථාවන් වලදී සිදු කරන යම් යම් ක්‍රියාවන් සැලසුම් හා සිදුවීම් සරල අනාගත කාලය සඳහා වන වාක්‍ය රටා භාවිතා කරමින් අපිටව ලිඛිතව සහ වාචිකව අදහස් ප්‍රකාශ කරන්න පුළුවන්. Let's discuss about these different situations of the simple future tense one by one. So, at the same time, we can understand why and when we should use the simple future tense to express future events. දෙපොතේ අපි තවදුරටත් සාකච්ඡා කරමු ඇයි අපි සරල අනාගත කාල වාක්‍ය භාවිතා කළ යුත්තේ හා කිනම් අවස්ථාවලදීද මෙම වාක්‍ය රටාවන් යොදාගත යුත්තේ යන කරුණ පිළිබඳ. Dear children, please listen to the following sentences. I will meet you tomorrow. I will meet you tomorrow. I will buy you a new pair of shoes next week. Here, I made a promise. So we use the simple future tense for making promises. Duepute api yam kenekuta yamak gana poronduwak denakota e poronduwa pilimanda adahasa prakash karannat අපි මේ simple future tense වාක්‍ය රටාව යොදා ගන්නවා. I will meet you tomorrow. මම හෙට ඔබ මුණ ගැහෙන්නම් කියලා පොරොන්දුවක් දෙනවා. I will buy you a new pair of shoes next week. ලබන සුමානේ මම ඔයාට අලුත් සපත්තු ජෝඩුවක් අරන් දෙන්නම් කියලා ඔයාලට අම්මා කියාවි. So making a promise. The second function of the simple future tense is making an instant and unplanned decisions. For example, we can say, it's rainy. I will run inside. Then wahinawa, mama athulata duwanna. Here, it is an instant and unplanned decision.
Wahina welawedi me ganna athulata duwanna ganna thirane ඉතා ක්ෂණිකව ගන්න කලින් සැලසුම් නොකර විදිය තීරණයක්. එතකොට ෂණික තීරණ ගැනීම සඳහා අපිට පුළුවන් මේ සරල වර්තමාන කාලයේ වාක්‍ය රටාව යොදා ගන්න. When we make an instant and unplanned decisions, we use simple future tense to express our decisions. Thirdly, we use the simple future tense when we make an offer of help. To someone, we can say, "Don't worry, I will carry your bags for you." යම් අයෙකුට උදව්වක් උපකාරයක් ලබා දීමට අපි කැමති බව ඇඟවීමට හෝ ඒ බව ප්‍රකාශ කිරීමට අපි simple future tense භාවිත කරනවා. I will carry your bags for you. මම ඔයාගේ බෑග් ටික අරගෙන ගිහලා උදව් කරන්නම්. So don't worry. ඒකන වද වෙන්න එපා. Next we use the simple future tense to show that you're willing to do something. You're willing to do something. Main adahas karanne obage kematthenma oba yama kirimata soodanam ba. For example, we can say, "Okay, I will pay for our dinner today." "Okay, I will pay for our dinner today." Hondai mama ada ape ratri kamalata salli gewanna. So that you do it by yourself willingly. I will follow a computer course. I will follow a computer course. So here you see that simple future tense is used to express one's willingness of doing something. The fifth function of using the simple future tense is for predicting. We use the structure of simple future tense when expressing prediction. අපි අනාගතය පිළිබඳ අනාවැකි ප්‍රකාශ කරන විටදීත් මේ simple future tense වාක්‍ය රටාව යොදා ගන්නවා. For example, I can say, "It will rain next month." It will rain next month. ලබන මාසේ වහේවි. Something that I predict that something will happen in the next month. That is, it will rain. Wahivi labana maase. So, on the other hand, simple future tense is used to make request. Api illim idripat kirimedit, illim aksidu kirima sandahat, future tense vakiratava pavichikarano. For example, "Will you come with me to go to the hospital?" Vamatika inamada ispitalta gihillenna. "Will you come with me to go to the hospital?" "Will you help me to arrange the hall?" "Will you help me to arrange the hall?" වමට මේ ශාලාව හදාගන්න උදව් කරන දුවලා. Making a request, asking for help. And also we use the sentence structure in the simple future tense to make a suggestion which will happen in the future. To make a suggestion which will happen in the future. For example, "It's possible he will change his mind." ඒක සිද්ධ වෙන්න පුළුවන් දෙයක් නේ. He will change his mind. එයා එයාගේ හිත වෙනස් කරගනීවි. එයාගේ හිත හදාගනීවි. And also we can say, "I think she will be fine." "I think she will be fine." මං හිතනවා එයා හොඳින් ඉඳීවි කියලා. අනාගත කාල සීමාව තුළදී සිදුවෙ හැකි යම් සිදුවීමක් පිළිබඳ අදහසක්, එහෙත් නැතිනම් යෝජනාවක් ඉදිරිපත් කිරීමටත් අපිට simple future tense වාක්‍ය රටාව යොදා ගන්න පුළුවන්. Finally, we can note that the simple future tense is used to show one's determination to do something. One's determination to do something. For example, I can say, "I will complete my degree before next year." "I will complete my degree before next year." ලබන අවුරුද්ද අවසන් වෙන කලින් මම මගේ උපාධිය සම්පූර්ණ කරනවා කියලා දැඩි අධිෂ්ඨානයකින් යුක්තව කියනවා. මම ඒක කොහොමද ලබන අවුරුද්ද ඉවරන කලින් ඉවර කරනවා, සම්පූර්ණ කරනවා. Then someone say he will buy a new car before next month. එයා අලුත් ඔහු අලුත්ම කාර් එකක් මිලදී ගනීවි ලබන මාසෙට පෙර, before next month. It's a strong determination of doing something. දුවේ පුතේ, අපි දැඩි අධිෂ්ඨානයකින් යුතුව සිදු කරන යම් අදහස් ප්‍රකාශනය, එමෙ නැත්තම් සැලසුම් සඳහා අපිට simple future tense වාක්‍ය රටාව භාවිතයට ගන්න පුළුවන්. All right, dear children. You all have understood certain functions of using simple future tense now. So, let's focus our attention on the formation of the simple future tense verb. The formation in the simple future tense is easily, it's very easy to understand and to keep in our minds. It is used always with the modal verb will and infinitive verb afterwards. The simple future tense is always formed, the verb is always formed with the modal verb will and infinitive verb afterwards. Dve pute simple future tense valadi. අපි ක්‍රියාපදය හදාගන්නේ හැම විටකදීම will කියන මොඩල් verb පදයට ක්‍රියාපදයක මූලික ස්වරූපය එකතු කරගෙන. That's why we say the verb infinitive. For example, we can say will come, will go, will eat, will play, will make. It doesn't matter even with the subject pronouns he, she, it. We use the same future tense verb without any change. අර අපි කලින් ඉගෙන ගත්ත සරල වර්තමාන කාලයේ වාක්‍යයේදී වගේ third person singular he, she, it pronouns වලදී මේකෙදි වෙනස් වෙන්නේ නැහැ. සරල අනාගත කාලයේදී අපි මේ එකම විදිහට will එකත් එක්ක එකතු වෙච්ච ක්‍රියාපදය තමයි මේ හැම subject pronoun එකක් එක්කම පාවිච්චි කරන්නේ. Now when you go through these examples, you can understand it easily. I will clean my room in the evening. I will clean my room in the evening. You will clean the washroom tomorrow. You will clean the washroom tomorrow. We will clean the garden tomorrow. We will clean the garden tomorrow. She will clean the kitchen next day. She will clean the kitchen next day. He will clean the pond next weekend. He will clean the pond next weekend. They will clean the school next Sunday. They will clean the school next Sunday. Here we don't make any changes to the future tense verb. We just only add will in front of the infinitive verb. Then duvala putalata therevi etukota me shall kiyana padaya අපිට ඇහුණා. ඒ මීට කලින් වතාවදී උගලන්ට ඇහිලා ඇති. එතන මේ shall කියන වචනෙන් අදහස් කරන්නේ මොකක්ද කියන එක. Shall is also used for similar idea. That is also used instead of will. අපි shall කියන පදේ පාවිච්චි කරන්නේ මේ will කියන පදයටම සමාන පදයක් ලෙසයි. But there is a certain grammatical rule we normally follow when using the word shall. අපි shall කියන ක්‍රියාපදය අනාගත කාලය පිළිබඳ පාවිච්චි කරන වචනයේදී අනුගමනය කළ යුතු ව්‍යාකරණ නීතියක් තියෙනවා. දුවේ පුතේ අපි මේ ශල් කියන පදය භාවිත කරන්නේ I සහ V කියන subject pronouns දෙක සමග පමණමයි. අනිත් pronouns ඒ කියන්නේ you, we, he, she, it, they කියන subject pronouns එක shall කියන පදය භාවිත කරන්නේ නැහැ. So now you all know we usually don't use shall along with the other subject pronouns like you, he, she, it, and they. Shall is used only with the subject pronouns I and we. Let's make a few sentences in the simple future tense using the verb eat. දුවල පුතාලා අපි දැන් eat කියන ක්‍රියාපදය අරගෙන අනාගත කාලයේ වාක්‍ය කීපයක් ගොඩනගන්න උත්සාහ කරමු. I will give you some examples. I will eat milk rice for breakfast tomorrow. And also, I can say, I shall eat milk rice for breakfast tomorrow. We will eat rice and curry for lunch. We will eat rice and curry for lunch. ඕකම අපිට shall කියන පදේ පාවිච්චි කරන්න පුළුවන් we හින්දා subject pronoun එක we නිසා we can say we shall eat rice and curry for lunch. The third example, you will eat cakes for tea. You will eat cakes for tea. He will eat noodles for dinner. He will eat noodles for dinner. She will eat eggs and bread for breakfast. She will eat eggs and bread for breakfast. It will eat meat and fish. They will eat ice cream for the dessert. They will eat ice cream for the dessert. එහෙනම් දුවේ පුතේ අපි අද ඉගෙනගත් විෂය කරුණු මතක තබාගෙන සරල ක්‍රියාකාරකමක නිරත වෙමු. Let's do a very simple activity now. I will read a few sentences with blanks for you. You can take them down. You have to use the simple future tense verbs for the blanks meaningfully. Are you ready to write down? Okay, children. I will read it for you. 1. We blank Mr. Bandara tomorrow. The verb is meet. We blank Mr. Bandara tomorrow. The verb is meet. M-E-E-T, meet. 2. Next week, Ravi blank to America for his studies. The verb is fly. Next week, Ravi blank to America for his studies. The verb is fly. 3. The children blank the song at the next competition. The verb is sing. The children blank the song at the next competition. The verb sing. 4. People blank on the moon in the future. The verb is live. People blank on the moon in the future. The verb is live. 5. I blank my little brother to do his homework. I blank my little brother to do his homework. The verb is help. 6. they blank to Colombo by train next Monday. They blank to Colombo by train next Monday. The verb is go. Number 7. We blank a new film next weekend. We blank a new film next weekend. The verb is watch. Watch. Number 8. The students blank hard for the exam next month. The students blank hard for the exam next month. The verb is study. I hope you have written the answers too. Alright children, I will read the sentences again with the answers. Then you can check and correct your own answers. Number 1. We blank Mr. Bhandara tomorrow. So we can say, we will meet Mr. Bhandara. Or I can say, we shall meet Mr. Bhandara. So both will meet and shall meet are correct. Number 2. Next week, Ravi will fly to America for his studies. Ravi will fly. යාගේ අධ්‍යාපන කටයුතුට රවි ඇමරිකාවට යාවි ලැබෙන සුමානෙ. Number 3. The children will sing the song at the next competition. The children will sing. Lamun, ilanga tarangeta sindu gayana karavi. Number 4. People will live on the moon in the future. People will live on the moon in the future. Will live. Anagateyade minissun handeth jeevath vevi. Number 5. I will help my little brother to do his homework. And here we can use shall also. Then I can say, I shall help my little brother to do his homework. Number 6. They will go to Colombo by train next Monday. They will go to Colombo. Next, number 7. We will watch a new film next weekend. And also I can say, we shall watch a new film next weekend. The last sentence, the children will study hard for the exam next month. The students will study hard. Lamai mahansivela padam karavi for the exam next month. Labana maasetena. My dear children, let's move on to the negative sentence structures in the simple future tense. Dwepute, apidang balamun, nahakiyana arthaya dakwamin, vakya godanaganne kohomada kiyala. There we use will not with the verb infinitive to make the negative form. For example, I will not go to Colombo tomorrow. I will not go to Colombo tomorrow. Mama heta kolowe yana ekak nathi vevi. Yanne neha kiyala api negative sentence ekak. Deepathi ogula hamoma danno will not kiyana padaya api contracted forms. Eme naththam keti edum pilibanda pawichchi karanakota api pawichchi karanawa want. W-O-N, apostrophe, T, want. Kiyana pada will not kiyanaka wenota apita contracted forms pawichchi karaganna puluwan bawa ogala danno. So we can say, we will not play cricket next weekend. That we will not kiyanaka apita kiyanna puluwan, we won't play cricket next weekend. Api lamana sumana satyante cricket sellam කරන්නේ නැති වේවි. And for example, you can say, he will not wash the car next week. He will not wash the car next week. The third example, you won't get up early next Sunday. You won't get up early next Sunday. Instead of using will not, you can say won't. And so you can say, she won't study next week. She won't study next week. That means she will not study next week. They will not waste time. They won't waste time. එකනි පුතාල අපි we will not කියන පදයම won't කියන එක පාවිච්චි කරලා එකම විදිහේ අදහස ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න පුළුවන්. People will not go out next week. So you can say people won't go out next week. දුවේ පුතේ මේ negative form එකෙන් අදහස් ප්‍රකාශ කිරීමේදී අපිට වෙනත් ගැටලු මතුවෙන්නේ මොකද අර simple future tense එකේදී වගේම අපිට ඕනම subject pronoun එකක් එක්ක මේ will not සහ ක්‍රියාපදය යොදා ගැනීමෙන් negative sentence එකෙන් වාක්‍ය නිර්මාණය කරගන්න පුළුවන්. Let's do an activity based on the negative form of simple future tense. I will give you a set of sentences in positive form, then you should turn these sentences into negative form. If you like, you can write them down in your books too. දුවේ පුතේ මම දැන් ඔයාලට ඇහෙන්නට සලස්වන වාක්‍ය කීපයක්. පුතාලට පුළුවන් මේ වාක්‍ය ටික නැවත වරක් නැත යන අර්ථයෙන් ලියා දක්වන්න. Shall we try it? Okay. I will read the positive sentence and then you make the negative sentence. Okay? Number 1. I will watch the television tonight. I will watch the television tonight. Number 2. You shall go to the cinema next weekend. You shall go to the cinema next weekend. 3. We will fly kites on holidays. We will fly kites on holidays. The children will play in the garden. Number 4. The children will play in the garden. Number 5. Sheila will prepare fried rice for dinner. Sheila will prepare fried rice for dinner. Number 6. Our pet dog will run after the squirrels. Our pet dog will run after the squirrels. Number 7. Ravi will complete his English course next month. Ravi will complete his English course next month. Number 8. Father will leave early to catch the train next day. Father will leave early to catch the train next day. All right, children, now let's see how you have turned these sentences into negative form. Number 1. I will watch the television tonight. The answer is, I will not watch the television tonight. I will not watch. Number 2. You shall go to the cinema next weekend. You shall go to the cinema next weekend. So you can say the same in negative form. You shall not go to the cinema next weekend. You shall not go to the cinema next weekend. Number 3. We will fly kites on holidays. The negative sentence is, we will not fly kites on holidays. Number 4. The children will play in the garden. So we can tell the negative sentence, the children will not play in the garden. The children will not play in the garden. Number 5, Sheila will prepare fried rice for dinner. So we can tell the negative form like this: Sheila will not prepare fried rice for dinner. Sheila will not prepare fried rice for dinner. Number 6. Our pet dog will run after the squirrels. The negative sentence is, our pet dog will not run after the squirrels. Our pet dog will not run after the squirrels. Number 7. Ravi will complete his English course next month. The negative sentence is, Ravi will not complete his English course next month. The last sentence, Father will leave early to catch the train next day. The negative sentence is, Father will not leave early to catch the train next day. I guess now you better enjoy a nice song to refresh your minds, because you have studied a lot of grammatical information, and let's enjoy the song and refresh our minds.
Will you take us to Brazil? Yes, I will. Oh, yes, I will. Will we have fun in Brazil? Yes, we will. Oh, yes, we will. I will take you here and there. I will take you everywhere. I will take you east and west. I will show you all the best. Will you take us to Brazil? Yes, I will. Oh, yes, I will. Will we have fun in Brazil? Yes, we will. Oh, yes, we will. We will eat and drink in France, where the people always dance. We will see the sun in Spain. We will go by aeroplane. Will you take us to Brazil? Yes, I will. Oh, yes, I will. Will we have fun in Brazil? Yes, we will. Oh, yes, we will. I will take you here and there. I will take you.
Alright, children, as the last part of our English lesson today, I would like to introduce you the question form of the simple future tense. For example, she will come home tomorrow. That is a positive statement. You can make this statement into a question, taking will or shall at the beginning of the sentence. So you may say, will she come home tomorrow? Will she come home tomorrow? Aya heta gedara evida. Api she will come home tomorrow kiyapu wakya prashnayak karaddi will kiyana padaya issarahata aragena a simple future tense ekem prashnaya nirmanaya kara. We shall enjoy the film. So in the question form we can raise the question, shall we enjoy the film? So we took the shall in front of the sentence. Shall we enjoy the film? The children will study hard for their next exam. So we can turn this into a question and we can say, will the students study hard for their next exam? Will the students study hard for their next exam? At the same time, we can say, the little girl will eat an ice cream. So we can put it into a question and we can ask, will the little girl
eat an ice cream? Will the little girl eat an ice cream? They will play cricket tomorrow. They will play cricket tomorrow. So we can turn this statement into a question and we can ask, will they play cricket tomorrow evening? Will they play cricket tomorrow evening? Okay, children, I hope that you all have practiced the question forms of the simple future tense well. Therefore, I thought of giving you an activity to do for your homework. Would you like to do that for homework? Yes, I hope that you will do it. Make 8 questions in simple future tense using will and shall. දුවල පුතාලට පුළුවන් මේ will සහ shall කියන පද පාවිච්චි කරලා අනාගත කාලයෙන් ප්‍රශ්න 8ක් නිර්මාණය කරලා අපිට එවන්න. All right, now I'm going to give you another activity to refresh your thinking ability. You just think that day after tomorrow will be your mother's birthday. So what will you do for her on her special day? Duwala putala hitanna den day after tomorrow ekeni anidda walage ammage upandine kiyala. Ehenam oyala pawule anitha athik ekathu vela edata amma wenuen visheshen monawa karannada hadanne. Just think and plan using simple future tense. I will give you 10 clues. Please write them down with the blanks. Then you can think and add something new for the blanks on your own. All right, Patala? Okay, I will read the sentences for you. I blank a surprise party. I blank a surprise party. 2. My brother blank a sari for her. My brother blank a sari for her. 3. My father blank a birthday cake for her. My father blank a birthday cake for her. 4. I blank for her birthday. 5. Our uncle's family blank here. 6. Her friends blank her. 7. Our grandmother blank milk rice. 8. Our neighbors blank her. 9. Our mother blank us. The last sentence, our mother blank. Now you can write a meaningful paragraph using the above clues and conjunctions on how you will celebrate your mother's birthday day after tomorrow. Anithata kohomada putala ammage upandine samaranne yanne kiyala me ingi tika pawichchi karala apita lassana chedayak putala dulata liyala yanna puluwa. So I will help you for the first one. For example, I blank a surprise party. You can add your own answers in simple future tense. You can say, I will organize a surprise party. And also you can say, I will arrange a surprise party. Okay? Right. So, dear children, you can forward your answers to our Guru Rajarata Guru Gedara grade 6 to 9 English program over the WhatsApp number 07-11-26-94-90. I will read the number again. 07-11-26-94-90. Thank you for joining to our Rajarata Guru Gedara English program for grade 6 to 9 today. Until we meet again, goodbye to you all.